Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Outdoor living has exploded, literally. I think that more and more of us are realizing that, you know, we live in these homes, we have these beautiful outdoor spaces, and we want to make them more enjoyable, more flexible, and we need some help with that. Joining me on the phone line right now is David Berryhill. He is the president and general manager of Arkadek. David, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Good to talk to you.
Tell us all a little bit about Arkadek. I think that the WGN listeners know and have heard quite a bit of the commercials that you run here on the air, but I want to know a little bit more about the company and what it is you folks focus on.
So, thanks. Yeah, we started in 2004. My wife and I, Kristen and I, purchased a franchise. It's actually a franchise. Been around since the early 80s. Not a big organization. Maybe right now about 60 architects around the country. But we started Arkadek of Chicagoland originally just in the northern suburbs, Lake Cook and or Lake County and McHenry County. And there were other Arkadek offices in the rest of Chicago. But over the years, as the economy changed and opportunities changed, we had the opportunity to purchase the other territories and grow that business to the point where by 2012 we were serving the whole Chicagoland area. We have stayed away from the city, unfortunately, just because that's a little different beast, but someday we'll get there. And we've grown the business and built a tremendous team. We have two locations now, two design centers. Our main office is in Palatine. Our second one is in Naperville. We got 14 crews going today in carpentry and hardscape, five designers, and a strong office staff to support them. And we focus on outdoor living, as you said, decks, screen porches, patios, sunrooms, pergolas, gazebos, so forth. One of our strengths is that combination of hardscape and carpentry that we've been doing for so long. So I always joke, we've done this long enough that we've made the dumb mistakes, but not so long that we're bored.
So. I love that. And I know that, you know, you and I have chatted before that really the demand for these kinds of living space outdoors has just exploded.
Yeah, it's been, ever since we got in the business, it's been a growing category. And it's one of the reasons I was excited about the opportunity. I had a background in manufacturing and sales and a little bit of construction. I'm not a carpenter, but I had done enough of my own remodeling work to have a clue. But it's been a great category, and a lot of people are excited about it. I'm passionate about it. I like the outdoors and just the whole design element. But in COVID times, it's really increased dramatically. People are at home. They're looking in their backyard and going, oh, gosh, I want to spend more time with my family outside, right, and enjoy the nature. And it's really boomed.
So let's jump off there a little bit. Tell me some of the trends or you know, the things that you're hearing most of that people are really interested in doing.
So the biggest trend, and that's been coming for years, but with the increases in lumber, it's even grown bigger this year, and that is more low maintenance, because low maintenance products have not seen the increase the way lumber has. So a low maintenance deck, the gap between that and a wood deck is much smaller. So we're doing a lot more low maintenance, which was already a growing trend because people are moving that direction. The other trend we see is people really looking for, you know, combination of spaces outdoors, thinking of it as, I want a living room, I want a dining room, I want a, and what does that mean? That means they might do an open porch with a deck or patio integrated into it and a fire pit somewhere off in the design, and they might do an outdoor kitchen. Now we kind of coined the phrase Chicagoland outdoor kitchens, because, you know, some of the stuff you see on Pinterest and all that they do in California and Texas that you're using 12 months out of the year, we found the Chicago residents don't always see the value in that, because it's a lot of cost and you don't get a lot of use. But if you do a really nice grill integration, a bar integration, those things you get your value for. And so we do designs like that, and that's a real sexy, popular category that people want to see integrated into designs too.
I think that what's interesting about what you just said is, you know, people might get the impression that, oh, well, you know, they only do like these big, big jobs. But and you do some, as you just described, where you can create these different living spaces. But sometimes even a small addition to an outdoor living space can really make a difference, right?
Completely agree, and I don't want to give the wrong impression. One of the things that I've always felt was important at our office in this area, Chicagoland, is to do any size project. I mean, we do have a minimum. We're really not set up for jobs below, you know, a couple days worth of work,
right?
Just the way our crews are structured. But I'm very happy to do, you know, a couple hundred square foot deck or patio. We treat every job the same, We believe firmly that every time we do a project like that, it adds to a homeowner's use, and it also adds to our business because
right.
we're able to connect with more people and work with them. So, yeah, absolutely. And the majority of our jobs are more simple jobs. You know, they're not the crazy, multifaceted, you know, integrate every concept you can have, because that's not the average homeowner's situation. Their yard just doesn't support that.
Well, and it seems to me, too, when it comes to outdoor living spaces and construction there, it's definitely an area, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that you could phase, you know, from a budgetary standpoint. You know, maybe somebody wants that, oh my gosh, giant, you know, I want this space over here and this and that, but maybe they can't afford it. But if it's designed properly, it could be that, hey, this year we're going to do the deck, you know, that's going to lead into the patio that we'll do in a couple of years afterwards when you know, the budget allows it. And if you were to phase that project over, you know, maybe a couple, 3 years from an affordability standpoint, that is something you could help people with, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things I'm most proud of is those customers that come back, which we're seeing a ton of them every year, and especially right now. And exactly, either up front, we design it with the different layers with the idea that year one, we're going to do this piece, year two, we're going to do that piece, year three, so forth. Or it's just they come back and say, now I want to add this. How do we integrate it? And one of our strong philosophies for our designers is make it look like it was already there.
Right.
And so since we do that all day long anyway, it's pretty easy to integrate something in with the project we already built the first time and make it look like it blends.
I know we were getting ready to talk about this. But you're very proud of the fact that you can work with, you know, just about any client to try and fulfill their needs when it comes to outdoor living spaces. That even lends itself to people that may have physical challenges outdoors, and make spots accessible so that, you know, maybe someone that is somewhat confined indoors can also enjoy the outdoors as well.
Yeah, we've done several projects that the client or a family member had some physical limitations, and those are not only can be great designs, but then personally just fulfilling.
Yeah.
I might have shared, we did one years ago, a large sunroom project for a family that had a son who needed a lot of physical therapy and needed a endless swimming pool and a sauna, and it, literally that was part of his therapy. And we built this space that was really unique. But it's more than a project when you do that.
Right.
You're excited to help people out. You
That's
know?
Great. I love that. And I know that you folks at Arkadect can help out a lot of people. And it starts with great design. It starts with looking at your website, looking at some of the things that your past clients and customers have said, which, you know, is resoundingly positive. David, if people want to learn more about Arkadect and get a hold of you guys and possibly have a consultation about doing a project, how do they do that?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website, architectofchicagoland.com. You're going to see tons of information, projects we've done, reviews, testimonials, just general information about different project types, and, of course, a way to contact us either by phone or email. So that's the best place to start, and we'd love to hear from you, and we work really hard to get back to you within 24 hours if you reach out.
David Berryhill is the president and general manager at Arkadect of Chicagoland. David, it's always nice to chat with you. Continued success, and thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Lou. Great talking to you.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.